With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident that Republicans can move President Trump's domestic policy agenda despite the narrowest of margins in his chamber.
We're working right now very methodically, carefully to determine what of our priorities we can squeeze into a second reconciliation bill with the idea we'd move that early in the year. And then in addition to that, we've got to codify more and more of what the president has done on the executive branch side. There's 70 executive orders we have now codified and gotten over there, but we have much more to do.
And House Speaker Johnson appeared on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. The GOP's already narrow majority is down to 2 votes now. The gap narrowing this week following the death of California Congressman Doug LaMalfa, the hospitalization of Indiana's Jim Baird, and the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The ADP National Employment Report is out today, showing a modest increase of 41,000 non-farm jobs in its latest reporting period. It comes ahead of the Labor Department's figures due out on Friday. Vice President J.D. Vance says Americans will soon feel the benefits of President Trump's trade deals.
You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of investment that are coming into the United States, building factories, reinvesting in the American worker. And when that, the American people, I think, really see the fruits of all those new factories coming online, they're going to realize that we were sold a lie in this country for 40 years. And the lie was that America needed to rely on other people to make our stuff.
The vice president appearing on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. It's been a year now since serious fires did a lot of damage in the L.A. area, and it's been slow going for those trying to rebuild. The Palisades and Eaton fires claimed 31 lives and destroyed about 13,000 structures. Only 12 have been rebuilt so far. On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag. The Dow is down 289 points. This is SRN News. A new analysis of Generation Z and faith. Correspondent Michael Harrington has the details.
It comes from Lifeway Research and senior writer Aaron Earls. He says that while there are signs that the youngest American adults are more interested in religion these days, the picture is a conflicting one. He says, quote, while there are some areas of hope, the data also reveals some areas of concern. Young people today are generally less religious than young people in 2007 and 2014, and currently far more young adults are leaving Christianity than joining it. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new analysis shows a change in charitable giving in the U.S. In the early 1990s, about 6% of all giving went to intermediaries like foundations and donor-advised funds, while the rest went directly to churches, ministries, and other groups. Today, about 40% goes to intermediaries and 60% straight to the charities. This is SRN News. The big money battle for Warner Brothers continues.
Warner is again rejecting a takeover bid from Paramount, telling shareholders to stick with a rival offer from Netflix. Warner's leadership has repeatedly rejected Skydance-owned Paramount's overtures, urging shareholders to support selling its streaming and studio business to Netflix for $72 billion. Paramount, meanwhile, has made efforts to sweeten its $77.9 billion hostile bid for the entire company. Rich Thomason reporting.
New guidelines for healthy eating say Americans should eat more whole foods and protein and fewer highly processed foods and less added sugar. The 2025 through 2030 U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. Those guidelines are updated every 5 years. More on these stories at srnnews.com.